Previously on 24.
Vlad has the bombs.
Where is he?
I don't know, but I can help you find him.
Preparing the tracker now. We can track the isotope signature up to 15 miles.
And we are locked on the isotope signature that's being emitted from Grudenko's arm.
You led them to me.
I had no choice.
I don't like it. Something's wrong.
I'm heading in.
Which direction, Milo?
He stopped and entered the building on the left.
Milo, no one's in here.
God. He cut off Grudenko's arm. Ryan, move your men in now. I want Fayette alive.
I recognize him from the news. It's the terrorist they are looking for.
What is it?
Bastard.
Back off!
Grudenko is not here. I need you to lock down the area and initiate a search.
One of the cabinet votes is invalid. The tally is 7-6. Favor of invoking the 25th Amendment and removing President Palmer from power. I'm sorry, Wayne.
Noah, don't waste your apologies on me because I won't let you steal the presidency.
As I'm sure you're aware, sir, conspiracy to commit perjury is a felony offense.
My affidavit will push the court to rule in your favor so that you can do what's right for this country.
You're right. Do it. Turn it off.
Wayne. The Supreme Court was just notified. Daniels withdrew his suit. You're still the President of the United States.
President Palmer.
What?
He's about to go ahead with a nuclear strike.
This makes no sense, sir. It's what you risked your life to stop.
Tom, I risked my life to reassert my authority.
Mr. President, we have a successful launch.
Good.
The following takes place between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m.
Hey, this is Sean Callery. I'm the composer of the show.
And this is Adani Maropas. I play the sweet and powerful Abu Fayed.
Yeah, absolutely right. I just want to say, for those of you listening, none of you have ever seen Adani smile, and it's a real disservice because, my God, really, honestly, did you ever smile in 17 episodes here? Maybe a little bit, maybe a sinister smile?
One time I did. Actually, I did one time when the guy arrived with the trigger.
That's right.
Mechanism.
You were happy about that.
Because I wanted to get in a smile. I wanted people to know that I can smile. So if they saw me outside, they'd say, that's him.
For my reel, for the next gig. You
exactly.
Know, I could do happy.
No, but I want to say, Sean, that first episode where I tortured Jack and... I scared myself watching it,
yeah.
But the music that you put in just blew me away.
Thanks, man.
I couldn't stand the tension, and that was amazing how even Guy, the way he worked the camera and then the music, it was just driving me crazy.
It was a really good first show. It worked all really well together. And you've been a great, you know, honestly, the shows, in my opinion, the best seasons, you have to have a very strong, you have to have strong pillars, you know, with the characters and the stories, and there always has to be a guy that you kind of like not liking, you know, and mm-hmm. You have been that guy. There have been people in between, Jack's father, the Russian, you know, who just, you know, met his unceremonious demise under the pier. But
are you saying you don't feel sorry for me? I mean, Jack tortured my brother. He tortured my brother. Come on.
I was very sad to see you go. Actually, I said, oh, man, couldn't he find a way to live, you know?
You know, what's funny is the previous scene, I get taken down by the bar people and
that's
Jack
right.
Kicks me in the face. And when that happened, my younger brother Chris was with his family, and he said, when Jack kicked me in the head, he screamed, you son of a, I'm going to kill you. He screamed that out.
Oh.
But my older brother in Greece saw it the next day, and he said, when Jack kicked me in the face, he went, yeah, get him. So it's
like, I can't wait for that Thanksgiving.
Very funny, you know.
You know, I put in some very emotional, sad music when you got hit on the barroom floor. I'm kidding. I didn't do that. They would never allow that.
Oh, Sean. You know, I can't believe you.
So these scenes, I know you're not in these scenes, but, you know, most people who know these scenes, hang on.
This is President Palmer.
Mr. President, my government has alerted me of the nuclear weapon.
Yeah, this is all the Paul stuff. For people who are big fans of the show who are taking the time to listen to these things will understand that 90% of the show is completely pulsed. But the best part of this episode is your scenes, because you, first of all the big action scenes happen during that time, and then the finale part, which is you and Jack having this, I mean, unbelievable fight.
That was something that I kind of want to get into. But it's funny, this episode, I thought I had all the tension, turmoil and pain and suffering, but the president, it's like two bald people. I mean, if you put blood on him, he could have been Abu Fayyad in this episode.
You could have been the president. He could have been President Adani.
That's exactly.
2 minutes to impact, sir.
Ambassador, your government has known about this man for quite some time, haven't they?
Mr. President, this development has come as a shock.
Stop lying to me!
I'm at this like caboose of the process, you know, where I see everything after it's all done.
Yeah.
You're at the front end of the process, you know, and I'm always, and I mean this in all sincerity, when I see really strong performances and I have to watch them probably 50, 60 times a week, like that fight scene at the end or the scene with the truck flips, you're watching it just constantly.
Yeah.
And you're looking at everybody's mannerisms and, you know, when it's still interesting after that, you just think, man, they were just born with something that keeps it really, really real. You
great.
Know, and it's really, and you really fit right in.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, does that mean I get one of your Emmys when we're done with this commentary?
You can come over and touch it, and we can have a lunch together. Whatever. Hey, man, you gotta put yourself up for a guest star, that's for sure.
You know, I put my heart and soul into this episode. It was torturous. I got this script in an email, and I read it the day of the four episode opening
premiere.
I read it after watching the fourth episode on that Monday night.
No kidding.
And I was like, okay, I survived. And then at the end, what happens? And I could not sleep. I called up a friend. I said, come over, please. This is after a great opening and people emailing me and calling me. And then
you got to feel good about this though, because on average, the average 24 guy villain doesn't last 17 episodes. No way. The first villain's out after 3 or 10. I mean, Peter Weller's an exception. You know, last year was somewhat of a operatic year. Everything all kind of fell in place. But as a rule, you wouldn't have normally gone beyond 8.
They would have
found a way to put you under a bus or something. So here you are. You found ways to survive.
Yeah, they told me they had this for 3 terrorists, and they combined them for one. This scene here.
Yeah.
We almost couldn't shoot this on the day because this was after my accident, and the doctor said no heavy lifting for me. And we start doing the scene, and they cuff my hands behind me, and the blood would not go up like to my head. I thought I was going to pass out, so we had to stop filming.
Right.
And I was so worried because I really wanted to do this. This was 3 days after the accident, and then we figured out that if I sort of bring it down and make it where it's further into the torture session that he's giving me, we can make this work. But I was so worried. I thought I was going to fall over and collapse and ruin this day. And this was really hard for me. Believe it or not, it looks so simple, but just staying up there and the blood was not going through my neck.
Oh man, this is a great scene. Hang on. Yeah, I played it really surreal because you were like, you know, you're like teetering, you know, you're going into. Then they realize.
And each tension.
Yeah. But here's an example of this. Like, when it's you two guys, like, you know, when you have two guys, like, doing a scene like this, I mean, musically, you don't have to do hardly anything. You can really get out of the way of the story. There's just nothing to be done. I mean, and there are some times when you work on shows and maybe you have you're looking at the drama and something's not quite there, and sometimes you get the instruction from the producers, help it along, help it along. I've never gotten that note on the show this year.
Wow.
About a show being slow or anything like that. This show went from start to finish. I mean, like that. It was really, really fast.
I wanted to ask you how you do that, how you pick your moments, because you're building each scene with, you know.
You know, I tend to try to start with what I'll do is I'll watch it down just like we're doing right now, without music, without anything. It'll be completely dry.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me see this.
But let's face it, that's going to be
That's right. This is where we're kind of in motion again. But I'll pick the moment that has the biggest emotional, like, for me, the thing that hits me, you know, whatever sort of hits me physiologically first, I'll tend to try to get onto that moment first. And in this episode, I mean, the moment was obviously the battle, the final battle.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it differently because you pull up in the truck and then Jack comes in. It's all very stealthy and quiet, and I didn't want it to be too crazy with the way I don't want to say normal, but normal action scenes in 24 have a certain sort of trajectory.
Yeah, this was a unique flavor.
It really was.
I serve the will of God. No, you don't. And if you don't believe me, ask him when you meet him.
Agent Doyle, lower your weapon. I said lower your weapon.
Go ahead, do it.
No, no way. I was saying no. Can't happen.
See, the only...
Does that make you... By the way, even though it's completely, you know, safe, I mean, I understand certain rules of the set. The guy has to hand the gun to the actor. They do the thing. Then when it's over, they have to hand the gun back. I mean, even when that's happening, do you feel like a yikes moment?
Well, with me, as you've noticed, I get into the character, and I'm there. I'm there. And at that point, I wanted him to shoot me.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to martyr myself. But as an actor... Before the scene starts, I'm worried about the gun. I'm thinking, you know, people have blown their heads off with fake guns.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
With
a
powder blast. So, but at that moment, I want to, you know, get shot. And
by the way, here's the most asked question of me in the history of the show. These clicks, these ticking tocks. Ready? Did you design that sound? Did you do that sound?
Yeah, did
I'm like, no, I didn't. It's a sound effect. And so it's a sound effects editor's, you know, thing. But hey, I'm happy to...
Take credit for it?
Take that question. I never said yes.
You know, it's funny because Ricky Schroeder in that scene, you know, I never get to really torture Ricky Schroeder, and I really wanted to. I mean,
You wanted to work on him?
I wanted to make him cry like he did in The Champ.
Yeah, that's
years ago.
Absolutely.
That was my goal.
Where was John Voight as the father?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird if John Voight was Fayed's dad? That would have been really good. Coming in and blowing the place up. Oh, man, that's funny.
You know, I could sit and watch Peter McNichol for hours, and DB is fantastic. The scenes with him.
You know, I can't quite explain this, but when he woke up from his coma, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a combination of the filming, the writing, you know, whatever. It just, everyone's gelling. It's just this sort of maturation. You can really see the bond and the layers that are going on. It's just...
Yeah. I mean, if Karen was there, I could just play off each other.
Oh man, Karen, she's fantastic. Oh man, she is so great.
Lead this country through this crisis.
Man, I was wrong about that, sir. No, if that missile had detonated on foreign soil.
Now, who's that guy's head? There's an extra's head there I didn't notice before.
Yeah, we'll have to find that out. And we'll plug it in later for him. So I have to tell you a story now that you know I don't know anything about these scenes. So, when I got injured on the set, the ambulance came and I had already had a neck brace on.
Right.
The fireman had come first and they took me into the ambulance and the EMT, the first thing he says to me is, Fayed.
Oh.
And I have a neck brace on and an oxygen mask. I'm like, yeah, my name's Adani. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I just felt like calling you Fayed. He says, stick him with another IV. And the other EMT sticks me with an IV in the arm, and the pain just sears up in my wrist. I'm screaming on the ambulance, and the guy says, okay, stop it. You know, take the needle out, whatever. And then he said, we got to cut off all his clothes. I'm thinking, I'm fine. What are you cutting my clothes off? They cut all my clothes off. I'm in the ambulance naked, and they're, you know, working on me.
Yeah, there's a website I think I saw those photos on, by the way. I think they've been posted.
So I go to the hospital, and the main doctor says, what happened? I say, I was on this TV show. Right. I got injured. Da, da, da. And he goes, I have to tell you something. He says, the only reason I have a TV is because of 24.
Wow.
And then he says, I'll give you the best ICU room, and your friend could stay with you. And I said, great. So I go up there, and the ear, nose, and throat doctor comes in. And he says, what happened? And another doctor says, oh, he's on a TV show. The guy turns around and he goes, Abu Fayed.
Abu Fayed.
And he says, hold him down. I got to stick this tube down his nose with a camera and check out his throat. And all that. No. They held me down, and he's sticking his thing. I thought I was going to die.
Wow.
I was going to die. And it was like they were getting me back for all the torture.
A little bit of personal payback here. Oh, here we go.
Oh, this is great.
Whether you do or not, I get to watch you suffer.
Agent Doyle, I don't want you talking to
Jack!
Me.
I love what you did here.
Yeah,
by the way.
Everybody okay? Yeah.
Good sound effects here too. Sound effects guys get mad at me because sometimes Joel likes to have a lot of score, and sometimes there's a really big sound effects moment, and I'll layer a lot of music on the sound effects, and I'll go to the mix stage, and I'll go, you know what? What are you doing? Just can we have one moment of sanity?
Yeah.
But Joel, you know, I know what Joel wants and likes, and
And you tell them, you say, have you guys won an Emmy, right? That's what you say to them, right?
And the answer is they have. Actually, everyone has won Emmys. We've been fortunate.
This is a great moment here.
Really great.
And again, I love the music here. It's like, here it is.
Yeah.
Now, what made you, how'd you find this moment?
It's just, you know, I wish I could say that, you know, I had this idea in mind. I just knew that, you know, rarely do you see Jack Bauer get loaded down on the ground. And no one really believes he's dead. Even, you know, an ardent fan, it would be sort of weird if the credits just rolled at the end of series, you know, Jack Bauer dead on the...
Oh, by the way, I have to interrupt. Yep. That's my best friend. I got him in as a stuntman.
Oh, you did?
And that was the last take I did for the episode, my last scene.
He carries me through that. That's cool.
And that's him right there. So I was glad. It's Pete Panos, my best friend.
There you go.
had to include him in there.
Man, he looked...
So go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just... Then this got a little surreal. It's just that you don't know exactly what's happened to him. Maybe he's injured or something. So I kept it kind of just surreal, kind of like... And then here's his...
Like a zombie pops up.
Dawn of the Dead. It's coming back. I think I put a gag in there for the mixtape, you know, some kind of, you know, gothic.
This is great.
We're here, sir. Cover team just picked up Fayed.
Think you bought it?
He's great, too. Carlo Rota's a great... You two guys were great additions to the cast.
Thank you very much.
You know, he really...
See, I was hoping for a storyline with Carlo. He brought it up because we looked like we could be brothers.
Man, that was the most difficult episode of the year. I mean, that was the hard. That was hard for me to look at, and I've looked at a lot of 24 episodes. That was not an easy show to watch. Show 8.
That was tough. I don't know if I mentioned this in episode 2, but my agent says he can't watch. He watches by covering his right eye and watching the reflection through the TV as he's watching these.
That's a good thing.
I love this, but this scared me. Reading the script, they had like 3 pages of Arabic for me to learn.
Really?
And I called up. I said, hey, guys, I don't speak Arabic. And I brought Sam Sako on, who's the dialogue coach. He's from Iraq, actually. Great guy. And he worked on me on a movie called Hidalgo. And so I know Sam. He knows how I work. I say, break down 8 words into one for me.
Right. You know? Right.
So he was very helpful.
Well, you know, it's funny because sometimes I get, you know, when there's a really, I had to be kind of, I was curious when I first started working on this episode, season 6, because, you know, it is squarely about, you know, the Middle East, you know, it's fundamentalist. And I was, you know, you wonder, you know, how on the mark do you want to hit it with musically, you know? And I never want to hit it too on the nose stereotypically, you know, you know, just with instrumentation and stuff. So I had to try to find a way to get a sound that would be somewhat of a hybrid, so it wouldn't just feel so. Because I was, you know, I don't know about you, but I was like, when I read the scripts, I was like, wow, this is pretty intense. I mean, this is pretty topical.
Yeah.
And as you can see, we took a lot of not, I don't want to call it heat, but you know, these torture sequences have added up.
Yeah. That was funny. I mean, there was a lot about that torture stuff. We're not going to talk about that, but
yeah, but it's kinda almost.
What? It's like, did 24 invent torture?
No, they did not.
Back in 2000, they invented it, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, I know.
It's funny. But I love what you did, actually, in episode 2, when I have that touching scene, that tender scene with Patrick, the guy who's strapped with the bomb, and you included that. And it was really nice. Nice, tender moment.
Yeah, that was as much as I could get away with on that show. As a matter of fact, I had more in that episode, but it was just deemed a little too flavorful, you know, with regards to it being too... Middle Eastern or Muslim or whatever, and they said, you know, pull it back, and I said okay, and I wasn't meant with any disrespect, but I was glad to have that moment, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, in the end, you got to identify with you to some extent.
Yeah,
yeah. If you just don't care about you, then what's the point?
It's interesting how some people have told me that, you know, they really feel for my character. They hate him, but the fact that I wanted to keep him so just real. I mean, it's what's happening right now.
It's how we felt about Charles Logan, you know, last year. Yeah. I mean, you know, Greg Gutson was just, you know, kind of spineless and manipulative and this and that, but you were just fascinated by him. You couldn't take your eyes off him.
Yeah. We hoped that Fayed would lead us to wherever. So, like this music you put in here, is this a difficult thing for you to do? Because it's sort of like
the difficult thing is that I'll have the music will sometimes run 8 or 9 minutes at a time, you know, which are very long music cues, and you have to find a way to kind of keep things sort of moving without it getting redundant, and these scenes with, you know, in the very beginning of season 1, we originally didn't score these scenes. We just sort of had them talk, and the reason why they had boxes was because they wanted to keep the phone calls interesting, because they had to honor the 24-hour format where you can't You can't cut to these guys getting into a room and speaking, so they had to do phone calls. So the boxes worked, and then Joel and John and Bob Cochran Stephen Hopkins. They're like, we got to keep it moving in here. So thus was born this sort of percolation kind of feel. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's always different. It's always unique. These two guys have a different energy together. You and Jack have a different energy together. You and Kiefer, you know, much different. This is much more what I call. I don't know what the right word is. Oh, there he is.
This is great stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, it comes out there. Oh, and then this is that big long scene with the
ambassador. Yeah.
Now these scenes sometimes, what happens here is this is a scene. You know, sometimes the producers get a little bit leery about these scenes because there's no computers. You know, there's no people walking back and forth. It's, you know, a series of middle-aged people sitting in a room speaking, which can technically, you know, be a real channel changer for them.
But not with these people.
I disagree. You know, no, I totally disagree. You know, it totally works.
And I'm telling you, I could sit here and watch these guys do a whole 3 hours just in that room.
And absolutely,
the little nuances each character has.
And him, you know, he's like a day player, but he's just as strong. I mean, you know, I think that must be a much harder job. I mean, to come in. I mean, when I'm working on shows and you have a really weak guest star, man, it's like a gaping hole.
Yeah.
And you had a couple. Have you been in every episode? Was there an episode?
No,
you were out for 11 or 12 or something.
I was out in 10 and 12.
10 and 12.
10 and 12, yeah.
You were eating.
No, I was eating. I was going to the bathroom.
Getting a massage.
Eating. Massage.
You had to get yourself all.
Writing love notes to Nadia and CTU.
I had to check my email. I had to make sure. Nadia's another great character. Great.
Yeah.
This is not a moment for your indignation, considering it's your country's own inactions that have brought us to this point.
They could have had so many great moments with me and Nadia in this. I don't know.
Why didn't that happen?
Why did they have Eric kissing Nadia? Yeah. Milo. Sorry,
don't even get me going on that. You know, I get so few emotional moments, and I really took that, like, probably a little farther than I had a right to. It's just kind of like I needed to blow off a little steam, and I remember being on the mixtape for that kiss, and they were like, that's really, really nice, but man, it's like, it's so romantic. I said, well, they're in love, right? So we had to pull out some strings and stuff. I said, well, I'm sorry, man. You know, I can't help myself. Give me some more love.
Yeah.
I mean, those two. I mean, you know, Bill Buchanan and his wife. They haven't seen each other the whole year.
I know.
Their relationship's on the shit to fire him in the next episode.
I know.
They're terrible.
They're great. They're perfect together.
Perfect.
You know, they never say what country. I like that.
Isn't that amazing how they get around that?
They
never do.
Get through it, so.
It's like the Sex and the City. They never got. Yeah. They never said Big's name. You know, they always found a way around it. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah. And there she is, the love of Fayed's life.
Love is that's that it? Is
stuck
that
in this prison, this hell of terrorists and CTU.
Well, now and yeah, she is.
Why don't you just do it yourself?
Because I don't have a level 5 security clearance.
It hasn't stopped you before, now has it?
Ooh.
Milo, is there something on your mind?
Just kick him.
I just don't. A few hours ago, Doyle was threatening you, hurting you. Barely talking to me, and now what, you two are best buddies?
Just because I show concern for an injured field agent doesn't make us friends. Milo, besides, he might not be as bad as you think he is.
Uh-oh.
He is. Guy's a creep and a sadist.
You know what? I don't have time for this. I can have Chloe do it. It's fine.
That's it? That's all you're going
to
say?
Oh, okay.
See, yeah, see, triangle
right
there.
Right there. It's over.
Milo, it's over. Doyle, and Fayed. It could have been three.
Right.
It could have been. Could have been.
If they had an open mind.
Exactly.
And then that's here's Carl Roeder breaking up the action. He was in La Femme Nikita 10 years ago on the first show I ever worked on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he was really funny.
He's great. You know, he's adding his little nuances.
Yeah, he really does. Well, CTU can be notoriously heavy-handed. You got to loosen it up. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was Chloe. And then he came on to mix it up a little.
Yeah, I love he has the full spectrum of comedy to drama in this season.
I have no idea where the show is going, but my instinct is that I wonder if Jack Bauer and Rick Schroeder are going to be opposites. Like Jack will be a fugitive and Rick has to pursue him in the first part of next season. It just seems like they're at war a little bit. Oh,
yeah.
Now here we are back in.
We'll wait there.
Now who's your friend? Left? No. Oh, you can't see him. He's on the other side of the shot.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I know that kid that right there is Patrick Tadros, I believe his name is. If I screwed it up, I apologize. But did a great job.
Yeah, these were great scenes. Now, this was on set, right?
No.
That was actually in the truck?
In the van. We're freezing to death right now.
In the parking lot? Oh, wow.
In the garage, yeah.
I told you we're not going any further.
Until you turn you turn on the heat.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. When we pull up, I was in the truck. But yes, that is on stage.
That's on the
you're
stage,
right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know how deep this I do. How is it I've never heard of you or yourself?
Oh, that's good. See, I never saw those updated effects. That looks really good.
Don't be a fool, Fayette. You know how this works. Every cell is autonomous without the knowledge of what the others are doing. It is the only way that we can protect ourselves and our operation should any of us get captured. Yes. Naam Saidi. Humojud Mai. The general.
Well, they added that. See, sometimes what happens is I'll score it, but then on the stage they play it back, and someone will say, you know, I want to hit the fact that the generals, you know, we're on the phone with the generals, so.
So they'll add a little.
Yeah, my music editor, Jeff Charbonneau, he'll go on the stage and he'll grab an accent and he'll put it in, but I wasn't on the mix stage for this particular show, so I didn't see it get added.
So you're not going to go down there and, like, scream at him now?
I'm upset. Right?
Come on. Of course I sent them.
This is great, because I never met this other actor.
Right.
And I'm actually reading lines with Marcy, who reads lines for everybody.
Yep.
And I have no idea that this guy's tone, you know, how fast he's taught, whatever, the intensity. And it's great seeing
But it's all there.
And it's all working.
Yeah.
You know?
I should have sent Samir in your place.
Is that actor, the guy in the middle, is he looking at a picture of you, perhaps, a very... you know, beautiful picture of you, just so we can get motivated or something. just asking.
Hey, none of that with Fayed. If that's what you're insinuating.
He's all man.
He's all man.
I catch it.
Call me back at this number. By then, I will have...
I'm actually imagining that I'm speaking to Nadia as I'm talking to him there to give me inspiration to survive, to keep going.
There are the softer edges in your voice then. Yeah. Very good, man. The secrets of the actor.
This is great because at this point I know these guys. This is a ruse.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Looks like it worked. We'll let the White House know.
I love so many twists and turns in this scene.
Yeah.
I mean, that's every scene of 24.
It was great. And what's great is that the audience doesn't know that there's a ruse yet. That was another good part of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another thing about when I work on the show. I really don't like knowing too many secrets, because sometimes when I score it, I won't intend for this to happen, but if I know, like, this guy's going to be dead in three episodes, I don't know if I subliminally let something sneak in, you know, like a bell or something, you know, bong, three, two, one, you know.
I'm just a little tired.
Mr. President, I just got word from CTU. The general's phone call appears to have satisfied Fayed. He's leading them to the safe house and the bombs.
Oh, thank God. I'm pleased we were able to help, Mr. President.
So am I. Karen, would you please show the ambassador to his car?
Yes, Mr. President.
Forgive me, Mr. President, but I believe you asked me to remain here until the crisis is resolved.
That won't be necessary any longer.
Thank you. I'm telling you, you just put some blood trickling down his face, and he's Abu Fayed.
Hey, maybe,
you
know, that would have been the ultimate plot twist if he was the if he was the one you answered to. You
that's
know, he
right.
picks up the phone.
It still could be. You know, still could be.
Could be.
Excuse me, sir.
The door. Lock it.
Mr. President.
No one can know.
Sir! Mr. President!
Uh-oh. Boink.
Oh, boy.
Big trouble in the White House. You know, I always wondered how he could get elected president. I mean, David Palmer, his wife was killed by his ex-girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, it's kind of a scandal. It's a hard scandal to live down.
Yeah.
But anything's possible.
Every time I see Carlo on screen, I think, that's me. What am I doing at CTU? Then,
with
know.
The head?
Yeah, head
do you guys have a sort of a secret acknowledgement of the dome? You know, you can kind of recognize it immediately?
Similar head.
You know, actually, I remember listening to a tap dancing, believe it or not, Gregory Hines.
Yeah.
You know, they were playing audio of him on a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on a tap dance of someone else, and he was like, that's not me. and they know.
Great.
They know the sound of their feet. You know, it's really weird.
Yeah.
General staff throughout the 90s. He was later implicated in money laundering for various radical organizations.
Well, that's probably the guy.
Yeah, well, the problem is Samir Al-Aftab was killed 2 years ago in a raid by Afghan forces.
Now, you've never, let me see, you've never been in CTU.
No.
Your character never.
I have nothing to say about this stuff.
That's all right.
I have no
man.
Idea how they're filming this, you know.
I think the general was trying to tell Fayed that he
years.
Well, it's probably the same as the way you're filming when you're anywhere else. I mean,
I just think it's funny when he's on the phone with the ambassador and all that. I mean, the guy actually is reading lines with him on the set,
right?
Usually, where Marcy
right.
is.
That's right.
People don't realize that it's all. Right
it,
in this
it looks so seamless.
Cubicle or whatever.
Between General Habib and Fayed, give me the specifics.
The general mentioned sending in a man named Samir Al-Afdan, but Samir's been dead for 2 years.
Right, here we go.
This is genius how they do this.
Jack, if they're wrong, you could blow this.
If they're right, this is already over. Now give me your phone.
Well, that sound effect, God, that's really good. That was like, I thought I heard something outside the office.
Yeah.
It's just the headphone.
Go ahead.
We believe that General Habib may have given Fayed a distress signal.
Now, they never filmed you shooting the world up, right? They just,
no,
we just got
no,
to the
no.
aftermath. That's too bad. No.
Yeah. I always tried to imagine what I would have done. And,
that would have been quite a choreographed scene. Now, the story, about, 3 weeks ago, we were at John Cassar's house.
Yeah.
And we were sitting with Kiefer.
Yeah.
And Kiefer said that in the final fight scene, you guys basically choreographed it yourself.
Well, Kiefer actually came in. And the stuntman did a good job.
Yeah.
Jeff did a great job coordinating this fight. But it was sort of like a dance. It was musical,
yeah.
And it didn't have the passion, intensity, and the fatigue and all that
right.
stuff that
right.
that we needed in
yeah,
that scene. And
that
Kiefer
final.
Came in and just, you know, took those moments
mm-hmm.
and broke them up and did it. Kiefer's amazing.
Yeah.
And he, Kiefer, like I said before, he could be a director, a writer.
Yeah.
He takes things
he
and makes them better.
Has he?
I don't know. But, yeah, and that scene, which you'll see coming up, it's just it's so intense. This is great.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm thinking, yes, another episode for
I'm alive. Exactly. Well, honestly, man, if you had to go out, and all bad guys do go out. Even Peter Weller went out.
Yeah.
You went out brilliantly. I mean, it was one of the best climaxes, really. In,
yeah, I tried
in
to get the editors and...
I mean, people are actually, you know, they call this sort of the season finale before the season finale episode.
Yeah.
It really has that kind of quality.
Definitely had that feel. I they promised they wouldn't show me dying so that I can come back next year as the Middle Eastern James Bond, you know, kind of take over Jack Bauer.
Maybe you'll become a CTU agent in four,
yeah,
and you'll just see you at a terminal at the beginning
yeah,
of
that be cool?
7.
He didn't die.
I don't know. What happened to him? You know, I could just see.
Okay, now here.
This is the beginning of the end.
You have this sanitation truck, and they're having me drive this thing.
You really did, huh?
I really drove this thing. And I was scared to death because they said, don't go over this bump. Don't hit that curb.
Right.
Don't hit the, because you'll kill the stunt guy underneath the truck.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The guy.
And they were going to have Kiefer do it at first. And they said, no, the stunt guy. And I was like, I'm not doing it. If Kiefer's under the truck, I'll kill a stunt guy. It's okay.
Kiefer. Isn't Kiefer under the truck in a close-up?
Oh, yeah. He does ride it, but.
Right. That's not him. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. That's the stunt guy. But later, he is under there. He is under and
I don't mean to be critical, but couldn't he have just gotten on the back of the truck? Couldn't he just
you know what? They actually right there's a little bed
right.
that they wanted him to be in
right.
originally, and Kiefer said, no, that's too easy.
Yeah,
make
right.
it difficult. And I agreed with him.
Yeah.
He could have done
that. That's him.
That's him right there.
And they zoomed in right in on him. Man, that was pretty amazing.
He's under there. But you'll see a bed under there where they originally had him under this bed, and Kiefer said, no, that's not dramatic. How am I gonna lose? I could just sit here and drink a
right.
sip of tea or something.
Right. That was one of the best shots of the season, the zoom in up on him under that turn.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No contact from Agent Doyle. Aerial 1 says they're still inside the tunnel.
Send the call to audio forensics, see if they can pull what Jack said. Chloe, replay the satellite feed, back time at 60 seconds.
Yes, sir.
It'll be canon.
Bill, this is Doyle. I don't have a 20 on Jack, but I have a dead body at the loading dock.
Man, that's amazing.
It is. That's him.
In season 3, they launched a missile at him, and he had to get out of the way of it. And I swear to God, it was like this far away from his body. It
oh
was some
goodness.
Kind of stunt thing. And I asked him at the wrap party, I said, was that too close for comedy? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, that was pretty close.
Jeez.
But he loves it to, you know, he loves it to look real. You know, that's the best part of it.
Well, you'll see in the scene coming up, I have to throw a gun at him.
Yeah, you know,
and
we talked about it. It's like Saving Private Ryan, you know, the scene, you know, the kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Did you hit him?
Well, I came close, yeah. And I almost killed the cameraman too. But
oh dear,
it was a plastic gun, but they're hard.
They're hard,
and
yeah.
I'm firing that thing, right. And it was like, oh great, I'm gonna kill Kiefer as he's attacking me.
Just give me another shot of adrenaline.
No, sir. Another ejection would kill you. I should never have given you that last one. I won't make that mistake again. I'm sorry. Sir, what are you doing?
I'm going back to work.
I've never heard the show on headphones. Like, fully mixed. I've heard the score, but never the everything else. It's really cool.
I hope you're satisfied.
I am. Well, I always wish the music was a little louder. I always wish it was a little louder. Not at the expense of dialogue or anything. Just.
If you don't get that right now, you can have my resignation. I'm just amazed at how you put this all together. I wouldn't have the foggiest idea.
Well, I don't know how you do it. You guys, I mean, how you guys make it. I mean, I know you guys do a lot of takes, and you got to make it. Yeah. Each time has to be the first time every time. I mean, I studied acting when I got out of college, just a little bit, because I wanted to learn about how scenes, how you arc scenes when you're doing theater and stuff. I really learned a lot about.
So you have an idea.
Well, I learned a lot about scoring music to scenes by learning how actors construct scenes. Yeah. It was really fascinating.
I thought it was funny because, you know, I sing. I've done some musicals.
You have?
And believe it or not, I have done.
Fayette sings. Yeah. This is the 24 album right here.
Exactly. And Roddy's a singer. He's a professional singer. The guy who plays Gradenko. And he actually did South Pacific.
Yeah.
So,
really?
We were imagining when the drones came.
What have you sang? What musicals did you do?
I did Evita several times.
Okay, that
Working,
makes complete sense.
My One and Only, Sweet Charity.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. What else have I done?
Did you dance? Did Fayette dance?
Just a tiny bit of dancing.
This is
I actually won a dance contest once in college.
Did you really?
It was like one of these... kind of hot legs competition I won. And then I don't want to get into that. Let's not get into
I won a hot chicken wings contest once by eating the most chicken wings, but that was about it.
They may be tracking me. It's not safe here.
Let's see if this came through.
See, here I should break in the song.
But before we go, let's sing a rendition of The Music Man. 76 trombones.
I should have tapped my way in there too, you know. There you go with that music again. What made you come up with this flavor?
You know what it is? I'll tell you, this episode, when I was watching it, and I didn't know how it was going to end, but it reeks of inevitability. You feel the climax coming, and this kind of, I don't know, I just feel like it's not giving too much away because it ends here. There's a quality of it ending here that you kind of feel.
Oh boy!
Don't worry, man.
I gotta fasten my seatbelt.
Be strong. It's all right.
All right.
I'm here for you.
All right. All right. If I start crying, just
you can sing Maria.
Turn my mic off.
Sing Maria. Oh wow. Great gunfight.
Yeah, I go to the bomb.
I love you have a desperate, desperate look here. I love that. Love that shot. I saw it.
Thank you, Sean.
I noticed. Yeah. I don't know why I noticed this stuff, but.
And here's the gun. Oh my God, I almost killed him. Here. I tell you, this was so exhausting. Each of these takes. I would literally lie down on the floor.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was a stunt, right? That was a,
that
was unbelievable.
Me. No, that was John Braver, my stunt guy, yeah. This is great stuff.
Yeah, that sounds so real.
And that music building, it's like you can feel it. I love this. Kiefer came up with this. This is, we're on our last legs, you know.
Yeah.
It's great.
Stay out of the way of those hits. And then this is where you're like, when I get to this part, I'm like, man, where is it? Like, now it's sort of like, ugh. It's like, you're just going to go down swinging.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I still watch this. I still feel, I'm like, oy.
Oh, boy. This is where it happened.
That's all right, man.
I'm literally choking there, and it felt so right that I kept it going. And that's what happened to me.
That's why you
and,
passed out.
Passed out.
That's how you passed out.
I had to support myself.
Man, that looks so. Well, it is real as I'm hearing it.
Those are my stunt.
That's your stunt guy.
Stunt guy's legs there, not mine, because I was in the hospital.
Oh man, unbelievable.
Oh well. You realize millions and millions of people now think that 24 is over after 17 episodes. No.
You know, you're not half wrong. I mean, it'll be over in another six. No, it's seven.
Yeah, seven, yeah.
Jack. Jack.
I love this. This is kind of cool. Rick Schroeder looks all around, sees all these dead people, goes, damn, Jack, or whatever. he says, I can't believe what I'm watching here.
Hey, CTU, this is Doyle. We're on site.
You know, for 17 episodes now, they've mentioned my name, Fayed, like 1,000 times per episode.
They have.
So I'm wondering if that's going to continue now that I'm dead.
Actually, they did bring you up in a
few times.
They brought you up.
Bring it down to like 500 per episode. Right?
As a matter of fact, Milo looks downright sad when he says it. And he says, Fayed, he goes, I kind of miss that dude. I miss chasing after
really?
Him. Yeah, not really. No, but I'd like to see it in there, man.
And there I am. Well, actually, that's my stunt guy again, because I actually have a neck brace on and in the hospital right now. And actually kept the blood on me in the hospital.
Great. That's a great thing that he did there. He picks up his gun. He's just looking. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he as an actor was thinking when he looked to the right, but it's great. It's great not knowing, but there's something going on in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sort of a nerd about that kind of stuff.
And what about this moment, too?
Jeez. Absolutely.
It's all done, and bam.
Well, all I have to say is thank God the nine got canceled because she wouldn't be back on the show. I feel I don't really mean that because I actually like that show. But.
What's going on, Audrey? Where are you?
Hello, Mr. Bauer. Yes, Miss Raines is alive. If you wish her to remain that way, you will.
I love how this guy.
He talks to him like he's in second grade, right?
Yeah, and he hangs up the phone. Watch how he does it. He pulls his hand away like honestly, a lightning bolt.
If you make any attempt to find our location, she dies.
Look, he says, she dies.
Yeah, where's the Matrix sound effect? You know, you know, in the next episode, he hands the phone to Audrey, and he does the same thing. He jolts it out right in the frame. Yeah. Well, man, that was a pleasure.
That was a great pleasure, Sean.
I'm
glad I could spend my final moments with you.
This will not be the last thing I score for you, my friend. Onward and upward.
I'm very
excited about it.
I'm looking forward to next year. His identical twin comes back.
Come on, man. Now, that's like that. In this show, anything. That's totally possible.
You know?
And with your youthful, you know, appearance, you could be your own father. You could come back and see.
Exactly.
You could be the dad.
I just don't want to wear a wig. I want to be still bald, you know? I don't want to come back wearing a wig and all that stuff.
Well, all right. Maybe I'll shave my head and kind of keep it real.
All right.